McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. I hope you're ready for the most dippable chicken in McDonald's history. Dip it in all the sauces. Dip it in that hot sauce in your bag. Dip it in your McFlurry. Your dip is your business. McCrispy strips at McDonald's.
Canceled. Don't remember doing this at all.
I can only hold myself accountable.
Canceled.
I object.
Look how good my life is.
So what else? Cancel.
Fanimoja is canceled.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and genitals. Welcome back to another episode of the Canceled Podcast. Hello. First things first, today we are pulling an episode like we did with Miss Lila Gibney, and we have brought in our best friend.
We're auditioning the friend group.
Yeah, that's
hey, sexies, the baddest bitches in town. At the Canceled Podcast.
Our most humble friend.
Everyone, just know I'm relatable.
Ari's been pitching to me all day that he's relatable.
Okay.
and I don't mean that. I don't think that's a bad thing. Like, I think you're definitely the least relatable person I've ever met.
I don't think so.
No, I love that you feel that way, but it's like very similar to me going around saying that I'm like very go with the flow. Like,
oh no,
very,
that's like saying that's like
you're relatable to like billionaires.
Know. No, you're
who relates to you? Come on.
Okay, let's talk about Brooke's probably like, half the 20-year-olds that live on this fucking earth.
Cool. Okay, we'll get into your relatability in a little bit. I'm starting off today really rough.
Okay, what happened?
I'm missing a tooth.
Let's see. This happened last night at Olive Garden.
I broke it on an Olive Garden breadstick. Can we just talk about that?
Can I tell you something that happened to me once? No, sorry to make this about me.
No, go ahead.
It wasn't about me. We got Krispy Kremes one time. She lost a tooth in a Krispy Kreme.
That's what, like, how do you lose a tooth in something that soft?
Fawn, we love you.
Like, I'm sick. And look at my little yellow shark tooth under it.
Shark bait.
Imagine, you know you have to get those redone, like, every 20 years. Imagine, like.
Well, I'd love to wait that long.
No, I was telling Amari, like, imagine you go dead broke. We have to, like, split it. Like, you can't be out with shark teeth.
Well, that's what
do
happens
to a lot
of people.
Do you think I'm going
to
go dead broke?
No, we're saying worst case scenario.
Fugly. No, but that's a serious thing that happens to people. People, like, they'll invest in veneers, but then it's like you don't understand the upkeep of it because it's like
she
that's
doesn't
a permanent.
Either.
Well.
Here's the thing, though. I would be so satisfied to replace them every 20 years.
Baby, you haven't had them for
20
years.
I replace them every 20 minutes. Like, I'm sick. I'm furious. I think today I'm going to get an entire new mouth of veneers. Though.
She's going
to
look
not
like a
one.
Horse.
What I will say is that I think that it might be in your best interest to retire your current dentist and move forward.
I'm getting gaslit.
It's just like, it's like the, Tennessee's like minus 1.5% on the total price. She's like, fuck, I love you.
He'll do it like, for a tag. He must be great. And then she gets these chiclets that fall out every fucking 2 seconds.
As Lila said, her black fucking tooth.
No, oh my God. One time I was like roasting Lila and she goes, shut the fuck up with your black fucking veneers.
Dude, Lila doesn't like it.
Wait, can we show them the black one?
There's a black one?
No, it's one. Here's the thing. So at one point, I was going to replace them all, right? This is so ratchet.
What the fuck happened?
Oh, so you got a whiter one to match your ones that you planned to get.
Yeah, and then I just never did it. So I have one tooth that's like shades lighter. So the ones around it look super dark, but they're the same color. I don't even know. Today, I think I just need a whole new mouth of them. But last time I did this... Like I was in so much pain. This is like really, really morbid though. This is so morbid. But when I don't know if you relate to this, maybe this is fucked up. If I'm in a lot of pain, I cause myself more pain in other areas.
No,
to distract.
That's normal.
Okay, so I was every day, like I'd be in so much pain from my mouth and I'd be off so many pain pills. I was dating Lil Xan, giving him one like every 2 seconds. You
love
know what I mean?
Horrible. Diego.
And I was taking these pain pills, but I was in so much like mouth pain that I was clawing my legs as hard as I could to the point that I have like scars and I was bleeding.
Well, it's like, true because there's no pain like tooth pain. Like I swear to
God,
I'd rather be
them?
Hit by a car than have like a bad,
so.
Bad
I
cavity.
Personally.
No, that's the facts.
I couldn't agree more. And it's all
I had,
of your teeth.
I grew up, my teeth, I've had, I think 12 cavities. I had 12 cavities filled one time in one appointment.
Felt.
Oh, no, that wasn't me. I feel like I was like very like clean. Like I didn't have a lot. Never had a lot of cavities. Brushed my teeth twice.
Well, how often did your family take you to the dentist?
Yeah, see,
probably
we have a different situation
like,
going on for us.
Every 6 months,
I'd go for a whitening once a year. I'd go.
I
every
think
six
I met
a whitening.
Sorry.
Wait, can we just like, hi, no, no braces, no nothing. Like,
you know, you look gorgeous.
You never had braces?
I have literally
never ever had braces, never had a retainer, never had nothing.
No, but that is a thing. And I do sympathize with you. That is a blessing, girl. I had a gap tooth. I looked like a horse girl. I mean, like a lot of America, at least, doesn't have the privilege of going to the dentist all the time. And I was that way. I think I went to the dentist actually for the first time when I was like probably like 13.
There's no way. There's absolutely 100% no same. Way.
I was probably, yeah. Like, and it was like, but I had to be like bleeding.
So what was going on with you?
I had 12 cavities to be filled at one time.
That's same. That's like why I had to get veneers and shit. Like, okay. Same.
There's no way. I understand the exaggeration, the drama.
No,
there's
no,
no way you didn't go to the dentist for 13 years. Dr. Tran, my dog, I was literally just with him from like 6 years old to now.
Yes. Yeah, so as you guys can tell, Ari grew up very different from us. And but that's why, I mean, like, honestly, like I love your perspective. We have very different perspectives on life. And
I'm relatable.
Awesome.
I would love to like put him in like a simple life setting.
It would be so fun. If I ever did Simple Life, I think it'd have to be with Ari. Like that type of vibe. Just like it, the idea of Ari. I remember one day Hunter hired him to be his like PA.
Don't ever, ever that day. I've never worked so fucking hard and never. Don't ever.
He had to hold the light.
I was there. He didn't hold the light. He held the reflector.
For 9 hours. And didn't get paid. So.
Let's. Did Hunter not pay?
No.
But at the time you didn't know that you weren't going to get paid.
For sure. Of course, I'm not going to do something if I'm not getting paid. But I'm just saying I worked my ass off, didn't get paid, and didn't complain. So for y'all going to tell me I never had a job, that's a fucking lie.
You did. No, you actually, I do agree. You worked really hard.
I worked for Alani X Hunter Moreno.
And that was Ari's first job.
Didn't get paid.
And he worked 24 hours on the job. Wait, not even. Not even. He worked.
That's so noble of you.
What's that?
Today's going to be a day.
This woman... I've lived with her for 2 years. We've been like besties for like four. I've smoked with her every 5 seconds of my life. I was in the car. I got in the car so excited to have this joint for the car. Waited the whole time just to get to the car. And she goes, Ari, I'm getting really secondhand high. If you can just put that out in 48 seconds, I'm putting the eject button
No,
on.
And honestly,
eject.
And Kyla goes, where did we get that? Like, I understand you bought the fucking car, but like, you can't like go back on your word. Like, 6 months ago, you would tell the person in the back seat, or you would tell the person in the front seat, shut the fuck up.
No, I know.
You're not going to get high from my secondhand smoke.
I actually genuinely feel like such a hypocrite because I, being a stoner my entire life, hated that
fucking
bitch
ridiculous.
Who was in the car. Like
no,
Ashley.
Sorry, I can't be around
Ashley.
It.
Like, oh, I'd get furious.
Like, remove myself.
I would literally get furious at Ashley because she'd be like, don't smoke in my car. Like, I'm going to get high. And I'd be like, you're such a fucking pussy. I can't fucking deal. And I've like, and now I am that. Like, I became the person I hate because I don't smoke. And when you don't smoke, the contact high does kind of like.
There's no way you're such
you.
A liar.
Do you agree? You don't smoke. If you sit in like a car where there's like say smoke, no. Do you get high?
Well, that's like, I accepted that as my new normal because I choose my friends.
Wow, growth.
They are you guys. But I did, I actually have noticed that. I felt like there was like a probably 6 month period. Aw, man.
Ooh, Brooke's
coming out with aw, man, merch.
I spilled my whole happy dad.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I love happy dad, but watermelon's not.
Let me try
no, it. Yours is nasty, but mine's good. Try it.
Lemon lime is the, I don't care. Anything Steve does, Steve, Nelk, any of them do.
Steve will do it's your number one celebrity crush, huh?
No, not celebrity crush. I've never like, everyone I feel like in LA, like everyone, all of our friends, like used to like watch YouTube and You Now and Vine and all. I didn't watch a Vine. I didn't watch YouTube. I didn't watch nothing.
Well, you're younger than that.
But. No, like, no, not
I feel
really.
Like your generation wasn't Vine.
Okay,
no.
Well, I never, like, watched anyone. I was never a fan of anyone. And then, literally recently, I started watching Steve Will Do It vlogs.
No, but you verbatim said you would, like, suck the fucking soul out of him.
For sure.
Of course.
Are you fucking joking me?
Duh.
What? He just lost, oh my God, he just got brand new veneers, shit. He's lost so much weight. He's rich as hell.
I grew up, I feel like I was the opposite. I literally grew up like a super fan of everybody.
Yeah. I didn't give
like,
a fuck.
Like that was my only like sense. I think maybe it has something to do too with like the hopefulness. Like
that's so true. Like he had a great rich life.
Yeah. So he
so
didn't
he's like,
have,
I don't want
to
be.
But to us, it was like, I idolized these people and, yeah. And people that we hang out with now. I was a fan of
that's,
maybe 5 years
that's
ago.
That's the most insane thing because I promise you the only thing I watched, you could ask anyone in my family, the only thing I watched was like Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I remember
But that
yelling,
explains why you idolize Kris Jenner.
Like that's my bitch. Like that's my girl. She told me about you the other day. She said you was disgusting, rowdy. Nasty. Musty.
I got canceled the last episode.
Wait, why?
In every single comment. I didn't get canceled. I just got shit on.
What'd you do?
Which
episode?
Ours.
I would have known about everything.
Were you being mean to
my
us?
Tracks. Every single one of my tracks were out. And I'm talking like basically like when they
it
grow
looked like
out.
She just put them on top.
Yeah, like I'm talking utterly
like she was gonna put a hat over it.
Like no, like across the whole thing, because it's like when the extensions are bleach blonde and then you start to grow brown roots, you can like completely see them. And last episode I was like 2 seconds from a hair appointment. By the way, I need another one though. This is not it either.
At all.
Gimme. I'm going through a hair crisis right now, but don't worry, we're rejuvenating.
Right.
But it was really bad. I think it was like my worst track moment on the internet in a really long time.
I would love to see it.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. I hope you're ready for the most dippable chicken in McDonald's history. Dip it in all the sauces. Dip it in that hot sauce in your bag. Dip it in your McFlurry. Your dip is your business. McCrispy strips at McDonald's.
But like, I feel like it's just like, that's you.
Were you there the other night at the party?
Yes.
There's this boy that I'm enamored by. I really care about, whatever. And I was dead set on like looking like so good, like just so that, you know what I mean? And he like cares about that shit. He's like very much into fashion and like looking good. And I'm standing with him. I'm like, I look so good. I'm wearing just like a plain black outfit. I wore a turtleneck, Brooke. I wore a turtleneck to a party. And I'm not talking underboob. I'm talking like full fucking turtleneck.
I love that.
Huge though for me. I'm wearing this turtleneck, whatever. And I turn around to the bar to get water. And he goes, hold on 1 second. Fixes my track.
But like this, ready? Turn around.
Honestly, goated for doing that. That's sweet of him to do. But it's also like, at that point, I'd rather you just literally ignore it and pretend it never happened and shut the fuck up.
No, it was just so embarrassing because I was doing everything
it's
to
not
like
that,
look good for him.
I don't think it's as embarrassing as you think it is. I really don't.
Because your
it's
tracks like, are out
no,
all the time.
No, if like, I don't mean this in a rude way, but no one's looking at you and thinking like, oh, I bet that's her natural hair.
So no,
like,
fair. I agree.
So to see your track is like, okay, like, hold on. Let me just fix it really quick.
But I just,
it's like having a tag out.
I just like fucking like I don't even know. Anything I'm gonna say, I'm gonna cut out.
It is because it's like someone that you're interested in. If like someone I like found attractive or something pointed out like, oh, like you have something on your face, I'd be like, oh, I have to die.
You know, I hate people like that. Like, hey,
Would you rather somebody just not tell you that?
No, absolutely the fuck not. Nothing makes me more mad, and I'll literally punch you square in the fucking face if I go up to you and you got something in your nose, you got something in your teeth or something. I'm like, get that.
Oh,
and then
mean,
they're like,
oh,
they're like,
he hates people
they're like,
who
oh,
like
my
hate
God, like,
oh, okay.
Like, literally, what was that? What you were saying?
No, yeah, we were on the same page, but I think that I thought.
Yeah, you thought something different, but I hate people like that. And like, but if it was me and I had something in my teeth,
I'd want to know.
I would always know.
If it's my friends, I don't give a fuck. When it's someone you like, and
no,
it's just
I
like,
don't.
I
get,
yeah,
God.
I would,
no.
I would have been like, fuck. Like, but it, yeah. I guarantee it wasn't like he didn't think of it the way that you're thinking of
He's
it.
He's also sober, and that kills me because then I just get drunk and forget
Wait,
things.
Like
and I just,
sober.
Doesn't drink.
Cut him off.
Well, I also am just obsessed with the chase, and like we haven't done anything, so it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like,
keep it that way. I feel like for a while, because it'll make you feel excited about something, and that's how you get over someone. In my opinion, or in my experience, the only thing, and it's toxic and it's awful, but it's like the only thing that actually successfully gets me over anyone is having somebody new to be excited about, whether it's somebody who you're actually going to end
Correct.
Up with or
I
not.
I hate that. And I want to work through it in therapy so bad, but I cannot.
I know, but for now it works. Listen, quick. I love a quick fix, and that to me works. So I support that 100%, whether you think you're going to actually end up with this guy or not. Up in the air, but it's
I
fun.
I really want to.
No, you don't.
I
You have no idea if he's a serial killer or not.
He actually serves me very much.
He's
like
a sweetheart.
Joe from You Know, like stalker
no.
type.
Man.
Like even today.
He serves
even
me.
Today.
He God. Serves me gonna get me in trouble one day.
Even today.
As in.
He texted me, is it veneer time today? Right. He texted me, is it veneer time today? I said, weird, I was just texting you. Are you stalking me? He said, that's hot. I am, period.
Oh.
The period kind of sketch.
Cute either.
Right?
No.
But
what's
so
that video? Show me the video right now.
No, just a photo. He said, do we like this?
No, not hot.
He's hot.
Hot. Not like I'm in love hot. Like, definitely
well,
hot for like skinny,
think
white,
about Think about
love,
the celebrity that he
white.
Looks like.
Correct.
He doesn't look like that celebrity.
I'm
no, but it doesn't matter. They have the same.
No,
like,
you
want to
know why?
Energy.
But the thing is you like that celebrity because he's a celebrity and look like that.
That's not true. Totally. If you look like you're dying, I love you. Tell me that doesn't give you Pete energy.
The one photo like that Pete his Davidson. Face is not in it. His face isn't in this photo, by the way.
It does, but it also, you know who he looks exactly like in that photo?
Who?
Travis Mills.
So,
I was trying to fuck T Mills for years. I was trying to fuck T Mills for years. I am currently.
T Mills, if you're seeing this.
If he's single, he will absolutely fuck you.
Like, shit. I DM'd him. He followed me. It's.
I love him.
If you're watching this, let's.
Would you
he asked us to go host like a thing of his show. Should we go? But you just show up in like lingerie?
Correct. Imagine. Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of he's everything. So hot. I literally, you know no, how I so found hot. Him? This is how I find everybody. You guys know. Thirsty Brooke. I saw a video of him online and I was like, you know what? He's so hot. So I DM'd him and he replied.
I DM everyone. If I'm on TikTok and I'm my favorite thing to do during the day, so I'm on TikTok scrolling and like my TikTok is just.
Your whole For You page is hot men.
Hot men. Hot, okay. Literally white boys. I'm. Shh. And so all I do is literally scroll and scroll and scroll, and then I'll see a hot one.
Did like, I just get kicked off?
Do you know the other day I followed this guy on TikTok and he slid in my DMs and he was like, hey, and I was like, hey. And then he was like, I've been DMing your friend Ari. And he's like this random fucking guy in like Oregon.
Do you
want
to know the craziest story ever? Not crazy. This boy I was talking to for at least when I lived in New York, I was talking to him. I would see him every single day. Reason why, didn't do good in school. Talking, moved to Vegas, talking, moved to LA, talking. He DM Suede, trying to get at her.
Oh,
while
man.
Talking to me and literally showed me this kid and Suede goes, oh my God, he's so cute. Like, look at this kid.
And you were like.
And my jaw just dropped. I'm like,
no, but to be fair, Ari.
His dick has been in my mouth before. What do you mean he's so cute? Like, what do you mean? Do you want to fight? I almost knocked this bitch out. We're on the 215 and fucking literally rainbow, bitch. I will never forget. She showed me his Instagram. I go.
Hold on.
I go, who? And then.
That happens to us, you know?
Oh, it was the worst thing ever. Like, they go for me.
To be fair, your thing, though.
Don't say, you're not allowed to say that. No, you're not allowed to say
but
that.
But I want to agree on it.
You're not
so
allowed,
just
yes,
no.
Agreed, but you're not allowed to say it.
Okay, that. Well, no, then let me think of a way to say it. You like guys a lot of times with girlfriends or that like
because
also
you
want
to
like
know
girls.
Why? Because they end up literally being up my ass and having the girlfriend, but then telling me they don't have the girlfriend anymore, talking to me for months. And then I
no, you're
then,
right.
And then they have the girlfriend.
You're right.
And then I'm like, OK, why is that my problem? I mean, it's my problem in the end because like I'm upset, like I'm sad. Like you have a girlfriend. You want to play me, but you still have the girlfriend. And then the girlfriend.
I want to tell a story about something Ari's done one time. Okay. And I think it encompasses Ari very well to introduce him to this podcast. It's not that bad. It's really not. I don't think it's that bad.
I don't think it's that bad either. She's going to literally just PTSD my ass.
It's okay. It's okay. Like, you were talking to this guy for a while. And to be fair,
so
like,
long.
Like he was coming over. He was cute. He was mad into you. He served us very much into Ari, like in his bed, like whole thing, like hooking up, like liked you, like, you know what I mean? Whatever. And one day he comes out and he says that he has a girlfriend apparently. And there was a day where Ari and him were supposed to do something and he went to go like build a desk for her. Why do I think it was like during Christmas time? Like he was going to give her a desk or something for Christmas or like a vanity.
He built this bitch a desk and was texting me the entire time. Like, look at this desk I'm building. Like,
oh,
so fun.
Sick. Sick. But so Ari's furious, right? And so he posts a photo with the girl, I think. I don't even think it was her. I think it was her hand or whatever.
It was her hand on his neck like this. It was her hand on his neck like this, like choking him, like, and
Ari,
honestly, I see that. It was on Finsta.
Ari gets this bitch's phone number and sends her money and captions it, so you can get a manicure. Your nails look horrible. Sends
no,
this
no,
bitch.
It's Ari. He said horrible.
Horrible.
Horrible, bitch. They were literally like this, and I commented on the photo. I go, she needs a mani. And she commented back to me and she goes, OMG. And I go, what's your number, sis? And I sent her $50. I was like, bitch, get a manicure. If you're going to be on my man, get a manicure.
Like, are you kidding me?
No, that was so not okay.
That's a really great, I've never heard that. I never knew that that happened. But
like,
that's hysterical.
You can't be
I'm
ugly.
I'll never forget it.
I'm like, damn, I need
this,
my nails
this
done.
Man fully went to the Grove with me, Tana, Ashley. Like, literally, we were all up in... What's that story? We were just all together all the time. He slept over for fucking weeks.
No, he was wrong. He was wrong, and he was playing that bitch, And she was kind
now
of
they
being,
live together.
She was kind of being a cunt like about it. So I completely understand. I would probably do the same thing. It was
I feel like it is like that's like the best kind of passive aggressive where it's like, no, like help me help you. Like you.
Yeah, it's absolutely the way you can be like.
Also,
the meanest to someone. It's
this
crazy.
Man came to Tana's event, Halloween event. Like 2 weeks ago with that
I forgot
bitch.
About this.
And they, I walked in looking good as hell, walked in, security escorting us, whatever, to the VIP section. And this motherfucker and his girlfriend are standing on the gate to the VIP
Diablo is about to perform and Ari goes up to Diablo and goes, can you please get him out? He's upsetting me. Man isn't doing shit.
Just like, no. They were staring. The girlfriend's staring because she also wants to fuck me. Really weird.
Yeah, they asked you for a threesome at 1.2, which is just.
You asking me for a threesome with my man.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. I hope you're ready for the most dippable chicken in McDonald's history. Dip it in all the sauces. Dip it in that hot sauce in your bag. Dip it in your McFlurry. Your dip is your business. McCrispy strips at McDonald's.
Can we talk about when you two first met?
It was when she sat us down at Catch the second day I lived here, June 15th.
I still don't like, of course I remember that, but like I recall, I just texted Pedro their wings.
I'm like, my big debut.
You know, I got in trouble on the...
Paige is coming on the next
episode. I got in trouble
episode.
On the last podcast because everyone's like, what could Brooke possibly be doing on her phone? Like, it's not more important than the podcast that
Paige just
built.
Brought in 100 wings.
And what were you doing?
But
texting Paige?
No, I was texting my dad last time. Oh. But this time I texted Paige and I said, are there wings? Anyway, my first, like the first time I can recall meeting you was at Tana's 22, I think.
22.
22nd birthday party.
What?
Yeah, it was only like June, babe. It was a week after.
So you're going to tell me the pool situation happened after her birthday?
Yes, it did.
Oh, wow.
The pool situation. Keep going, you guys. I want to hear it. Brooke, go.
It did. I remember vividly. Okay. Ari and I were in the closet. Tana had rented like a really like beautiful Airbnb for her birthday. And
I don't remember.
He and I were in the closet and he's talking to me. I'm like, that's so funny for you because like...
Anyway. Oh, because I was in the closet. Shit.
Continue.
We were in this massive closet we're just chatting about all these things and he just keeps telling me. But at the time, he wasn't in an all pink outfit, okay? He wasn't
nails
wearing
pink,
glasses.
Not knit,
like
yeah.
He was very, like, I feel like at that time you were kind of like more straight acting.
Absolutely.
He just had like a girlfriend basically, like, you know what
yeah
I mean?
so I'm like this is just like a hot kid like who's just like
18
talking to
sexy.
Me whatever and he keeps telling me you're so hot, like you can do all this, like he was like, you were hyping me up, but I was like, this guy's trying to fuck me for sure.
I was
like, for sure. And so I'm like having fun at the party or whatever, but I text my like really good friend Savannah and I text her and I'm like, I'm gonna hook up with this 18-year-old. I'm pretty sure you were like, at the time you were like 18. And I go, I'm a cougar. I'm gonna hook up with this 18-year-old.
At least I'm hot, right?
Like, and a couple weeks pass, you're at Alamar. I think you were staying at Alamar at the time.
My old house.
Yeah, and like every time I go over there, I'm like, ugh, I love Ari. I remember I talked about it with like 10 different people, and everyone at that time thought you were straight. None of us knew you that well, except for like
I'm
obviously
straight.
Like Tana and Amari knew you at that time, but like I was like. Naive, so I'm like, I'm gonna hook up with this guy. Like, I have the biggest crush on him ever.
To be fair, when I first, so fun fact, when I first
Tana met, wanted to fuck me.
Well, okay, so the first time I ever like, I mean, like I'd met you before, but the first time I ever realized, like, oh, I want to be close with him, was actually at my wedding. I was having like the worst fucking night. I was going through it, whatever. And your energy was just fire. And then I come back to Vegas the next time and I'd been like texting you, DMing you. But I remember showing your Instagram to like one person. I was like, is this guy hot? And which is so disgusting. Holy fuck, it's so disgusting.
What do you mean it's so disgusting?
You're my brother.
Yes, but that's disrespectful.
I know, but it is
to say that's
now.
Disgusting.
No, Ari gets so mad when I say that, but it's just like I'd rather hook up with my dentist later today than
Dr. Gabe's hot. If you want to give me a free veneers for something.
Then you. Like, I just can't. Like, I don't think about it like that. Well, and then I. No, but listen.
Not that I would hook up with you, bitch. It's just the fact that every time we bring this shit up, you're talking about that shit's disgusting. That shit's disgusting. Look at your fucking last past men, bitch. That's disgusting. I'm sexy
I don't think
as hell.
You're beautiful.
Big cock, sexy. Don't fuck with me.
I'd rather fuck you. You already know it.
No, but point being is, so the first time we ever hung out was late at night in Vegas to smoke.
4 a.m.
And like it was like 4 a.m. and you were picking me up. And in my head, I was like, is he going to try to fuck me? And then I get in the car. And then I get in the car and I realize, oh, shit, no, this is just like my best friend forever. But it's just like very funny to think like that it's the origin of a lot of people. I feel like girls in our lives, friendship with, or even Lila, like, you know what I mean?
Everybody starts out having a crush on you. I feel like
that's because you're beautiful and you dress great. You're great.
Yeah, I'm fucking hot.
No, it's my point is, even if you were like literally actually heinous and awful, your confidence, like the way that your ego, no offense, but like have an arrogance about you that makes you hot.
Thank
and
God.
Then obviously that is why I've you pull bitches. And I'm not saying you don't pull bitches. You just became my brother. You know what I mean? So it's just like different. But I get it. But I want to hear about this pool situation.
Sorry. I remember exactly what I was wearing. I remember the weather that day. I remember everything about it because I got fired from my job that day. Okay. Basically, the whole group, all of us had COVID at the same time. Tana was the only one who tested negative. So Tana had to get a separate house. So Tana wasn't with us.
Insane house.
But we were all just living together because we were like, fuck. Like we all got COVID. So we had the best time, whatever. Lights go down. Me and Ari, everybody goes swimming. And me and Ari were like canoodling in the pool.
I was like, I didn't have any swim shorts. I literally moved to LA with one suitcase. By the way, I lived in LA for 3 months with one suitcase. I literally jump in the fucking pool. Oh, I didn't have anything. So I literally get in my underwear, jump in the pool, and Brooke goes, that was so hot. Just like that. I jump, I dive in the Alamar. She goes, that was so hot. And I'm in the pool, grabbing her ass, doing
swear to fucking God. Swear to fucking God, he was grabbing your ass. Oh my God, I feel like that's inside.
I'll never forget. I literally remember it was Amari, Ashley, me, you, and Michael. I swear to God, I was grabbing up on her, kissing on her, not in her lip. We never like made out.
We never hooked up at all. Ever. But in my head at that time, I'm like, oh my God. It
was right after we were getting out of the pool to fuck. I thought that was going to happen.
So did I. It's dramatic now, but like it is so, so funny now to think
this
about.
This is some tea. It's some shit I've never heard.
I mean, like, I guess we could talk about like.
Well, so now. With that being said, no, shut the fuck up. Literally die. With that being said, you are good at being with a girl. It's not that. It's just the idea of being with us is gross. So when I was living at this COVID house, COVID-free house, I was staying there with Hunter and Francesca and a pal or two, who knows. At the time, I was close with this girl.
Girl in the world.
And I was inviting her over all the time. And she walks in the first day and Ari's like, I'm in love with this girl. And she was in love with you too. And you guys immediately, like literally just start dating. Like they hang out like one fucking time, they start dating. I take that back. You hung out probably like four times. And
then she started just sleeping over every night and I just started falling in love and I just will never forget them. Like,
well, what I will never forget is that still at this point, I think this man is fully straight. I feel like me and him are really vibing. I'm so jealous. I'm like,
But do you want to know why I did love her? Is because the first day she ever came over, I ran upstairs to your bathroom at Cherokee and I go, whatever. I go, why won't Amari fuck me? And then I go, and then I forgot about this.
Oh my God.
That's how I got in the friend group. And I thought, I'm like fucking up my chances with her. I'm like, wait. And then she never cared. Literally, she slept in my bed that night.
I love that about her.
She woke up. She looked at me. She was just like asking like about like my past and like who I've been with and like what I've done. And I was like, wow, I'm so fucking in love with you. You don't care about my, oh my God.
She's like really fucking cool. Like someone like really
so
not
awesome.
Caring.
Just so awesome.
I'm kind of that way. I feel like if I found, like, if I really liked a guy and I found out he like also liked guys, I actually don't feel like I would really care.
That's why we're.
Never. Now, baby, now I know, and now I feel so grateful that you've never touched me.
Wait. No. And to preface that, not being like I have something or I do, like, she's just saying because we're close, not because
not I'm like married. I have. No one no, thought you had herpes from that, Ari.
Nobody got herpes vibes from that.
Baby, you go, thank God I didn't.
Well, the reason I say that is because you and I, out of everyone in the friend group, you and I fight like exponentially more.
I fight everyone in the friend group more than anyone fights.
I know, but for years now I'm a fighter. Yeah,
I be fighting. Insane, like fucking crazy.
I'm sorry, but what I'm saying is like for a long time Ari was the only one I like would fight with. Now yeah. Me and you, we bicker like whatever. Yeah. But
it's okay though. No, but I get it. Ari's like the first one. Like it's he like
Ari's the easiest to fight with.
Because he's down.
Like, you like everything you say. In the nicest way possible is infuriating.
Well, but if you take it with a grain of salt, of course, but if you fight with Ari, like the thing about Ari is you're always down. Like sometimes I'm just bored and you say some shit and I'm like, what the fuck you say, bitch? The
thing is we like fighting.
Yeah, he's an easy target.
Really toxic.
Like I just thoroughly enjoy fighting with you.
And like I love to just like
mustard for the pretzels.
Like you're talking about he's an easy target, bitch. I'm the only target. I love being the target. Fight me, bitch. Oh. Imagine being me just moving to LA. And being with this girl, and then she's like also fucking with the most lit rapper. I was intimidated. I was like, wait, what the fuck is going on? And then the first party I go to, I'll never forget it. This TikToker comes up to me. He's one of my favorite people now. Literally love my life. And he's just talking
to me. Huge TikToker now. I'm talking one of the biggest on the platform.
He's just talking to me about like, so we were talking about cigarettes and how we love cigarettes when we're drunk. Blase, blase, blase. Not 20 minutes go by. We're literally sitting there talking. 21 minutes go by. I don't see him and I don't see her.
What were they doing?
They were in his car having sex. I found out later. While they were having sex, I found out they were in his car. So imagine me, I'm just sitting in the corner of this party like, wait, like 10 days into living here. I'm just like, okay.
Well, that's LA for
and
you.
Then the rapper walks into the party.
She gets out of the car and leaves with him, huh?
Gets out of the car, goes with him. And I'm just like, okay. Goes with him the night and then home with me, sleeps in my bed. We restart the next day. And which is the reason why we don't talk anymore was because I had it with that. And I was really drunk one night and I let her have it because of that situation.
But you let her sleep in your bed that night?
We slept together for like 2 months straight. Like I never wanted to sleep without her. Oh my God, I'm going to sleep. Oh my God. Wait, but now she's taking in a beautiful relationship. I respect them both. I love them both.
She is a cute. She honestly is a cute.
I think like, you love them girl. Both. But if at any moment you could steal his bitch back, you would.
She's the baddest bitch in LA. She's so hot.
She's the baddest bitch in LA, but he's also hot. I'm like, I'll have them both.
Would you have a threesome with them?
In 5 seconds.
I love when you use threesome as a verb. I love it when you say that. Would you threesome them?
On this couch, I'd fuck both of them.
You don't want to know something? I've been having threesome problems.
I want to have a threesome.
What are your threesome problems?
He keeps like suggesting every time we go out, like we'll just be having a good time. I feel like it's going good. And then he'd be like, what about her? I'm like, fuck.
I honestly hate when people do that. Like if so I'm not presenting.
That's my thing with
if you're buying me shit. Okay. But like,
yeah, my thing with threesomes, I don't mind. Like I'm not against that at all, but I feel like I'm in a phase of my life where I'm like a very jealous person.
I was just about to say, knowing you, I couldn't see you having.
No, it is because Joe. Can I tell you something? Before him, I've never been jealous like that. Even if I love the guy, I swear to God, I've never had a moment where I'm like, oh my God, that dumb bitch. Like, this is the first guy that I've ever been like, oh my God, like, why is he looking at her? Why is he talking to her?
I think it completely depends on the person because Chris Miles, for example, to me always will be like, why can't we have a threesome? And I'm like, I used to have hook up threesome foursome moments all the time with like several of my exes, but it's like because of the way they made me feel. Like they made me feel so secure in us being together and like that was just an addition, that it's fire. But if someone makes you feel like you have to be threatened by the third person, right. That's or like they're gonna go fuck them. Yeah,
that's the problem. If you already feel insecure in a relationship, which I clearly do in like that situation, yeah. I don't want to feel
worse. It's not cute.
I don't want to have to think after the fact about how you were with her, how you and I, like, I don't ever want to think about that ever.
And I have friends who have like threesomes all the time, and I have friends who do it healthily and toxically. I'm sure you're thinking of the same person.
Yes.
Like our one of our best friends, like she always does it, and then she'll like see the bitch out that they fucked, and she'll be like all over her man, and it's like she's furious.
Yeah. Then
and it's like I don't want to live like that.
I don't. If I love the person, I'm not having a threesome with you. If I'm like casually attracted to a person,
if I love you and you're secure as fuck, and I know you're gonna like just be homies with that girl and like shit's fine, sure. But like
if I were married and secure and whatever, but like
my
current situation, especially with this Joe guy,
fucking Joe, mm-hmm. I love Joe.
I know. We all went to breakfast the other day.
Really?
Yeah, with Joe.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Joe and
I don't get invited to this shit because I'm a cunt.
Joe and her were stranded. Outside of their gate, me and Brooke had plans, so I picked them both up, and we had a wonderful lunch. But to that topic, Is it weird that I can never, ever have a threesome with two guys, but I'll have a threesome with a girl?
You wouldn't get Eiffel Towered. That's never. Actually, now that I've pegged.
He can't get Eiffel Towered.
What do you mean? What?
Don't you have to have two
butthole?
And a mouth? Mouth.
Oh, wait, what's Eiffel Tower?
Front and back.
You're in the middle? Fuck two me. Guys are like this?
That's what's your dream Eiffel Tower, both of you?
Pete and Justin. Easy.
Oh my God, okay. Are you ready?
Or I don't know though, like Lil Wayne and Drake. Ew. I shouldn't say that. I mean, Lil Wayne's gonna text me some crazy shit. Hey,
wanna go to Paris? Okay. What's my dream?
I would dream Eiffel Tower. Mine is.
Come on.
I'm like, we can probably guess the first one. Honestly, I want you guys to guess. Say it.
Lil Nas X.
No, he rejected me. Too many times.
That wasn't it, and we both guessed it.
Yeah. He never rejected me, by the way, everyone. He just...
No, he said, I like your glasses.
In person, but on the internet, when he's seen me 100 times... Okay, my dream threesome would definitely be...
go.
Michael Yerger and his twin.
Who's his twin?
He doesn't have one.
Hold on, I want to dive into talking about
him. Wait, what about what's his name who looks just like Michael Yerger? Stephen Kelly, hot.
Michael Yerger and Stephen Kelly. No. My dream threesome, honestly.
Kelly's gonna, you've done no. so much shit with him as a friend. He's gonna be like, what the fuck?
No, that's why I said no. Stephen Kelly. That's why I said
Stephen
no.
Kelly, if you're seeing this.
No, Michael Yerger and
I'm trying.
Kyle Kuzma.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. I hope you're ready for the most dippable chicken in McDonald's history. Dip it in all the sauces. Dip it in that hot sauce in your bag. Dip it in your McFlurry. Your dip is your business. McCrispy strips at McDonald's.
Speaking of threesome, Ari, one time, and I'm not going to say the time because I'm not fetting anyone out. I was on a trip with Ari, right? And we're there. And,
that's my dream. Fuck.
And so one of the hottest artists in the world, like musical artists, he's a guy. And his girlfriend, who's also one of the hottest models in the world, we're trying so hard to threesome you.
Can I guess?
I'm sure you know.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
I just want to talk about it. So you wanted his girlfriend before him, actually, which is.
Duh. Well, everyone in the world.
But then it was like, no. Of course I wanted him first. I wanted him ever since I started listening to his music. Are you joking me?
Okay.
But then I get to this vacation. And they're just the first ones in the door. And I'm just like, wait. Like, the
best looking couple
ever. Oh, my, the hottest. Like, just imagine being, like, with the hottest people ever. Of course you're going to think some shit, want some shit.
And like, you got close. You almost got in bed with them.
That, I feel like, is an ideal situation as a threesome member. I feel like you would want to be with a couple because then it's like the drama is beside of you.
I think I would do anything.
I don't know. I also hate threesoming a couple because you're just like second to them.
Yeah, you're definitely second, but I don't think so, though.
But you're in that case, you're exciting to the both of them.
Exactly. So why would they?
Yeah, but like, then it's like, get the fuck out of my bed. Like, I want like the control. Is that
no, but if a couple's having a threesome, they want something new.
Yeah. And I would love the idea of being like the exciting, like new member.
I'm so opposite. I'd so much rather be the couple and like bring someone in.
I'm just in love with them both. I tell them probably all the time. And like, they know. Like, they're our friends, but they know I would literally marry them both. I think I'm going to marry one of them.
I honestly don't. The girl or the guy?
The girl.
Oh. Shit. Wasn't she sending you, like, pictures? I'll just
my talking. Biggest girl crush in the world.
Okay, wait. So now I have a list of things.
Oh my goodness. Unreal. And that's why I'm just like, I never will say I'm gay because women are the most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful things to walk the planet.
I just can't imagine you, like, eating the fuck out of someone's pussy.
I don't want you to say that anymore.
Honestly, her and the love of my life, I think.
But like full, like.
You had to do the visual?
The visual was crazy. I think I would do better than that.
Well, obviously, I would hope. But like, would you actually be like face in some pussy?
Duh.
Did you see on TikTok the Chanel advent calendar? What the fuck was that?
Stickers. Chanel stickers.
Stickers? From. Okay. So basically, if you guys don't know, Chanel released, and a lot of brands do this, like Dior did it. They did it so well. I think Louis Vuitton did it too, where they release an advent calendar, like a Christmas one, like where you open a thing every day. And like normally it's like chocolate, but designer brands are doing it and they're like $1,000. And then there's a bunch of like designer shit in it. Chanel released one that was $850.
No, $875.
And all that was in it was like stickers, well, like a paperweight.
A bracelet with a plastic Chanel thing.
It looked like a hair tie.
No, there was like a thing that closed an envelope, like just like a glorified sticker. Like,
come on.
Like, I think like temporary tattoos.
It said like a sticker sheet. Like literally on Chanel, it said sticker sheet. I don't ever want to see
there was the most luxurious thing in the entire thing was a lipstick, and it was a mini.
Like that is so, you for like for a fact for $850 the amount of makeup you could buy at Chanel too is crazy.
Probably four things.
Maybe like five.
Everything's
products.
Like $125.
No. Like no, lipstick is like 80. Yeah.
Really?
Not even. Yeah. Not even.
Well, I mean, I don't even wear makeup with.
No, that's not even true. Even like Dior, same thing. It's like a lip gloss is like only like 45.
But Dior's makeup is different. Counter? Beautiful lipsticks, mascaras, fucking
mini foundations, like yes, whole thing,
everything, and it was half the price, $500.
What would you do if you bought that Chanel? What would you do?
I don't know because like Chanel is Chanel. Like Chanel wins. But that's fucking disgusting. You're gonna jip people that hard. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what I would do. Like, what would you do? Would you like?
I'd be furious.
Well, duh, be furious, but like, what do you think they're gonna do? How do you think they're gonna respond to that? Like,
that's the thing. What was that girl? The girl on TikTok who does a PR move.
Did all like the PR for them.
PR moves that I would do if I was.
I love her.
Love her.
Girl Boss Town.
Yes, Girl Boss Town. Shout out.
She's the best.
She's the best, but she was like, PR moves that I would do if I were Chanel.
But you know they're not gonna do any of that.
Of course they're not.
Well, because they're like, oh, we know better than.
I feel like like at that point, they're doing as well as they are and like, no, like. I feel like that kind of publicity, they're like, okay, like,
nothing
uh-huh.
could stop them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's just sad. It's crazy.
Like, especially it's sad. I'd be so pissed. Well, first of all, I would never spend $875 on an advent calendar.
That's like borderline, like, that's a big part of a bag from Chanel. I almost bought it. That's like 1/4 of a Chanel bag.
No.
A $4,000 bag?
Brand new bag has like a
small bag though, or like a wallet. Like I'm just saying, like it's a portion of a Chanel item. So if I spent $900 on a fucking Chanel advent calendar and it was that shit, like I would be so mad. I'd be so mad.
Infuriated. But then at what point are you like, okay, well, what the fuck was I doing buying a Chanel advent calendar?
Well, like imagine people that love Chanel. Hundreds of fucking people that would throw away $850 for it to post a Chanel advent calendar. Are you kidding? I almost fucking bought the thing.
You
fair?
Yep.
I'm like, he has a point.
And there you go.
Not that we would, but I'm saying like I get what you're saying. Like,
I almost bought the Dior one, but the Dior one was like lipstick and shit. I'm like, nah.
Do you know my actual biggest pet peeve about you right now?
What?
Sorry. So you were just talking how we used to. I don't know. I actually don't know if we're leaving that in, but whatever. We were just talking about how we used to love the house that we lived in Hollywood. Great house, super secure, super awesome. It's a known fact that I like hate where I live. We all don't really love it. The house itself is great, but like,
I've been over there 3 times.
Like the neighborhood is just really, really bad. The neighbors, everything, very sketchy, homeless people like in the lawn. And then on top of that, the house is just very haunted. But Ari decided to download the Citizen app. And it's an amazing app. Like I love it. But every 2 seconds we get a thing that's like armed robbery, home invasion,
700 feet away.
Yeah. Like whole thing. Like might as well be in our lawn. Like shooting 500 feet away. Like something like that every single day. So yesterday, Ari bought all these fucking signs scared. On Amazon and say smile, you're on camera to plaster all over the entire house.
That's brilliant.
And I bought this light that like detects 10 feet of motion. So if somebody comes 10 feet from our house, a light will turn on and they'll run.
Well, but it's going to be you who's traumatized when every single little rat, raccoon, like gust of air. Like
babe,
goes by the
I've
camera.
I've been barricading my door for the past week.
No, he's been. And
trust
been,
me, I feel you. I just had a home break in. I literally like.
Oh yeah.
We talked about it on the last episode, but I said that I've never been scared to live in a place, and now I feel like traumatized, mm-hmm. and it's so scary.
I get it. I completely get it. It's just like living where you live and feeling scared is the worst feeling, 100% for a fact.
Oh my goodness.
It's just like, it's funny.
I gotta yell that. She goes. Oh, because I won't go on like. Couple streets, like I just won't go on any streets that like a lot of shit are on. She goes, oh, so you're gonna fucking have this new thing that you can't go anywhere, blah blah blah. I'm like, I care about my life.
No, but Ari's new thing too is every time he gets a citizen notification, he doesn't like, he books a flight home.
I have a flight in 4 days.
He keeps booking flights home to Vegas every time he gets a citizen notification of something that scares him.
Babe, I live 34 floors up with 9 security entrances to get to my door.
But what are you gonna do? Just hide in, like, you live in Los Angeles.
Hey, you're right.
Speaking of Bryce, What you wanted to clear the air, Ari. I would like to give you the floor.
Yeah. True. He's still hot. He's still whatever. I still want to bang him.
Talk to me about kissing Bryce.
Kissing Bryce. Perfect. I'm so glad I'm here to fucking say this.
This was Ari's, like, I think your most viral moment, like Daily Mail.
Yeah, it was very viral. I mean, I personally did not know all the, like, there was that many fucking people. There was that many heroes, blah, 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 blah. But Bryce came on here and told a fib. Bryce fully told a fib. Imagine me. Like, I know Bryce well. Like, we're friends. Like, I feel like I could go, like, I would go up to him and, like, fucking fuck around with him and say a joke. But imagine me walking out of a club being, like, just miserable, going up to Bryce and being like, oh, you kissed her. Why won't you kiss me? No, that didn't happen, Bryce. And I can't wait to talk about this the next time I see you. That didn't happen. I walked out of the club to talk to Frankie Delgado with Tana. And Bryce was there. And he was just, like, he was kissing some, I think it was a guy. And he looks at me. Or no, I said hi to him first. And the way I say hi to people, I literally give him a European kiss. 1, 2. And that was in the first part of the video, if you were watching it. The second part of the video, he goes, oh, you won't kiss me for real? Because I kissed him on his cheeks. And then I was
believe
like,
that.
And then I was like, oh, duh. And then that's when that happened. And man's had the audacity to come on this podcast and say, I asked him to kiss him after he kissed the
woman.
Yeah,
so basically, Bryce, you're a fucking bold-faced liar. I'm literally so loved. Not one person in the world hates me, and you kissed her.
And you kissed me, and...
He kissed me, too.
Shit!
When did you kiss him?
Oh, my God, we're all out here.
He kissed me.
Bryce loves to call me for the streets, too. I'm like, look at this.
Oh, Bryce gosh. Is for the
Bryce,
streets.
No, I'm just kidding. Bryce did it as a make-a-wish. He was literally like, this girl, come on, I'll give her something.
Honestly, did a make-a-wish for me, honestly.
He did. That's what he did.
My one wish is that I could undo kissing
I'm not
Bryce.
Kidding. I was standing outside the bathroom. It was at Friendsgiving.
No
you
way.
Kissed Bryce at Friendsgiving?
Yes, I
what
told you
the
that.
Fuck?
I wasn't going to say anything because I saved it for the podcast. But it was like very... yes.
You kissed my man at Friendsgiving, bitch? Wasn't my man, whatever.
Hey, I didn't. First of all, I didn't kiss him.
Wait.
I'm standing outside the bathroom. The Bryce, I love you. I'm sorry for.
I'm sorry. His ass out. I feel
he'd,
no sympathy.
No, he did it as a full make a wish. Like I know he was just like it was like a giving a kid a like or giving kid candy or something. He literally came out of the bathroom, and I was standing. I didn't know he was in there. I'm banging on the door. I'm like, holy shit! I'm gonna piss my pants. Like, who is in there? Bryce comes out, and he literally just grabs my face. Goes, and I stood there like.
Were you like a little wet?
No.
he's getting really hot.
He's so
hot.
I
don't
so
know.
Hot. He knows
I think
he's
it's
hot.
Just like because I love white men, but like, I don't know what to do.
But I was like, no one's gonna believe me, so I'm just gonna keep this to myself. But he knows it happened.
You kissed him like 7 days ago, 8 days ago, 9 days ago.
It was recently, but Bryce, I'm like, come on.
Honestly, hope you get tagged in this. Fuck you. Liar fuck.
Oh my God. Speaking of men that I've gotten with, also getting with you.
What?
Wait. That's never happened because I'm never going to be Mindy.
Chris Miles. Wait. Chris Miles peed on you in Hawaii.
Chris Miles peed on me because I got attacked by a jellyfish and he was the only kind soul there to piss. No. Oh, no. He didn't pee on me, bitch. He pissed in a cup and Brooke poured the cup on my ass.
But don't you kind of think
Abby
that's getting peed
but
on?
To be clear, he did not get stung by a jellyfish. He got bit by a sea lice.
So do you think that you were
is
just...
Is that what it was?
So you have head lice.
So
I don't have fucking lice, bitch. You wish.
So don't you think that you kind of just wanted Chris to pee on you?
I think that'd be the last thing I'd ever want to pee on me. I'd rather you piss in my mouth.
I don't think you
you'd
should
rather
be
me piss in your mouth than Chris Miles pee on you?
Behind me, like dick out peeing on me? Probably.
Be real. Would you... Who would you let pee on you?
You or her?
No, like, dude, like generally, like there's a, you would name one guy besides Michael Yerger who you would let pee on you.
Probably one of like my friend's dad that was a billionaire that I went to high school with.
Why does it have to be someone's dad? What?
Because he's the hottest person I've ever seen, and I could think of him right now.
Okay, Tana, you.
And if she listens to this, she'll know it's her dad because he's so hot.
I'm not gonna lie to you, like. It's me. Like, there's like 20 people I'd let pee on me.
Also,
have you ever let someone pee on you?
No.
Me neither.
Also, would let
you let someone pee on you?
We just talked about this.
You let someone pee on you, please.
You did.
Mm-hmm. You let someone pee on you?
As like a joke.
Brooke,
tell the story now.
No, it's not a story. It's
just
literally
say who
not
was.
A story. Joe.
Duh. Who else?
You let
Kyla screamed. Kyla just screamed.
I don't think she's screaming at that.
No, she's fucking screaming at that. Were you in a bed?
No.
I hope not.
No, we were in the shower.
I love a shower.
Was the shower like on you to the point that it was like an instant rinse?
It was a joke.
Instant rinse is my favorite.
Were you on your knees or were you standing?
No, it was a joke. I love him.
He was a little joke.
Was it on your pussy or was it on like your leg?
Why do we have
to?
Did he pee on your pussy?
No, my family watches this podcast.
He peed on her pussy. He peed on her pussy. Thank you for coming to Cancel.
I think it's worse if he pees in her mouth. Like, did he pee in your arm?
I would let him pee in my. Well,
I would let Lil Nas X pee on me.
No, no one who's not my boyfriend is peeing in my mouth.
Except for Lil
Nas.
I'm
like, Joe, if you're listening.
If he told you today that he would date you, if you would let him pee in your mouth outside of a shower, I'm talking like just on the fucking floor, would you do it? Would you do it to date him?
I don't think I should answer that question.
Oh, funny.
I'm just kidding.
I'm
so lost. If anyone here is a therapist.
I need you too, bitch.
I'm hurting even over that one. No, I definitely would let a lot of
it was like a joke. We were in the shower. We always take time. He peed on me.
I don't think it was a joke. And I have a list of like 20 fucking
people. So who's the first person that you would let pee on you besides Pete Davidson?
Mine's Pete too.
My next answer is so pathetic. It's going to be.
Oh, that was mine.
Speaking of the hottest rapper, hottest white rapper in the game, my sis right here, Tana Mojo, you know, is very down bad right now. She loves, let me see the text. Let me see.
I'm going to throw up.
Oh, no, it's those. She loves to not answer. Our friends, we sat on next to each other in a first class flight one time. Really fucking insane. 5-hour flight. Almost killed myself. Whatever. My sis, look at her. Pan, zoom, down bad. My sis,
contact. I'm just kidding.
Wait, let me see. What is the message?
You're kidding. What's the messages? I want to send this to myself so bad, but I'm not a bad friend.
Give me the phone.
That's not real.
Can I have it? I'm really fucking scared. I don't think I've ever seen this.
You're so
Oh, I saw this. I'll fucking vomit.
No, I'm down atrocious.
You're so down atrocious. You're
I'm
so
him right
down
now. No, I'm not.
You can't.
Just kidding. I'm just joking.
Can.
Everybody.
She's not joking. No, I'm just kidding. The best people in the world get at me. I will say that. And like
And you're stupid.
I'm a self-sabotaging fucking imbecile.
Wayne Chris too. Miles. I'm like, baby, go back. I'm like, it's me.
No, honestly, like,
Lil Wayne is where I know when I went brunette, I was like, you know what? Likes brunettes.
Lil Wayne is where I knew that I'm fucking everything up because it's like that was my crush for a decade and I fully had the opportunity to fly across the country and see him, hang out with him. We were like FaceTiming, like whole thing. And so I fully was like down and I was single. This is right when me and Chris broke up. I'm down atrocious. I self-sabotage. Like the best men get at me and I just don't do it.
Is it because you're nervous?
Lil Wayne, I'm not nervous. It's more so that like once I fuck Lil Wayne, the entire like 20-year long obsession is over and I have nothing to live for. There's also a lot of rumors about him that scare me.
I just talked about this with Hunter the other day. I feel this way about very few people in this world, but I have certain people that I like idolize to a point where they're not like human anymore. And I feel that way about Billie Eilish. I feel that way about Miley Cyrus. And I felt that way about this like male artist that I was obsessed with.
Yeah.
And I obviously ruined it for myself.
Who? Right.
And like, I feel
there's
like sometimes I like for me, we talked about this kind of in the beginning of the podcast, but I love to be a fan. Like it makes me happy. It's like it reminds me of being young where celebrities are actually like mystical to you.
Yeah, exactly.
We feel that way very like seldom now because obviously we run into that all the time.
Well, but that's the thing with Lil Wayne. Like, imagine, like, he's my favorite artist of all time.
I don't want, it doesn't matter. Even if you would be the best friend ever, I don't want to humanize you.
I know every lyric to every single one of your songs. Imagine I could never listen to them again. Like, that would hurt me. And that's how it would probably end. So I definitely, like, I don't know. And it's also, like, I'm so in love with that man that I just would never even want to diminish myself to, like, a hoe that's flying out to fuck him. Like, it's like, I either want to be the love of your life or I would rather continue to idolize you.
That's when
it comes to, though, I'm just, when it comes to, Oh, I am genuine. I am like a little.
You're a little pussy ass fucking bitch. Yeah, pussy ass bitch. Bruh, when I tell you I've never seen someone so beautiful in my life, I was sitting right as we are. I was sitting right next to him in a first class flight from Atlanta to LA. And I've never been more mesmerized at a human being.
Bro, he's literally took off. Dream, man. Like, that's like exactly my type. Like,
white,
like,
just white man, curly hair, little scrub. He literally opened a book, and that's when I go, wow, I almost just threw up. I was like,
because Ari loves reading.
No, what was that interview? Everyone shut up. You know the interview, like the interview with the blonde girl who she's in like a chicken shop. Thing, yeah. Yes. First of all, she has my dream job. So if you're watching this and you can set me up with the chicken trying job.
She loves restaurants.
That's what I want. But like that interview alone, like the way it makes you feel like uncomfortable in the best way. I was literally like, this is the best thing I've ever done. And I've watched it literally.
He was so hot about it too, because it's like the interview is set up to make you look cringy and corny. And he was just so smooth through it.
But she is a performer. That girl, she's just like the cute, like.
What is it?
You need to watch it. It's this British girl, and she makes you kind of like feel awkward. She asks you like uncomfortable questions, and it's supposed to have like awkward silences and like.
On it. You've definitely seen it on TV.
But he's like, she's flirting with him and he's like flirting back with her and they're making eyes. And the whole time I'm like, I would do anything for this woman's job.
Yeah, my fucking thing's up. I was supposed to be in a group call with a bunch of like rappers, but it was like, like the other day. And I didn't.
Why are you even saying that to me right now when I'm like, how does it feel to live my dream?
He's one of my favorite artists.
I keep not doing it.
I hate when you do that, because it lets like, it's just so fucking imbecile. Like you're a fucking imbecile.
I feel that way about her all the time. I remember. I do. I vividly remember one time we were on a drive, or we were all going to like a boat trip. This is probably a year or two ago. And literally, I remember she got a call from her manager at the time. And he's like, for a story, like, come on, you just have to read these points. And she looked over him for 2 seconds because she goes, that's too much, sorry. I go, what? Like, imagine.
No one has ever said I make good decisions, including myself. I know I don't. My life could be so much better if someone else was in control of it.
Like, but it makes me, I go, Tana, I'll read the points. Like, come on. It makes me like really upset because
I'm starting to think I need a conservator.
I've said it every day for the past 6 months now and nobody's going to say that. She needs a conservator. I don't care what anyone says. It'd be so good for her. I don't think it'd be bad. You know, all conservators aren't like Britney Spears. Like, she just needs someone to fucking be her.
Who would be the only person qualified to be her conservator is Kyla,
and she's not gonna. I'm not
and
gonna
she
let
would
it.
And poor thing would her whole life would be
in shambles. She's like
more than it already is.
I know.
Sorry. Okay. I mean, I guess I'll figure it out. I'll start responding to some A-listers, and
respond to your text messages. Like I live next. I live 40 feet away from her, maybe less, and I can't even.
I texted her 911 the other day. She responded 3 days later. I'm not even kidding. 911.
God forbid we don't answer one of her 9 phone calls.
And she'll be like, it's important. It's so fucking important. So important. She'll be like, what color did you get in? I'm like, I'll literally like I'll be hit by a car and I'll be like, oh my God, like you're the only number. You're the only number I know by heart. And she'll be like.
Or the other day. Ready for this?
It's not because I don't care. It's because I'm a fucking idiot. And I hate to blame things on ADHD because I've been doing that for the past 3 podcasts. Even though people find it relatable. Thank you. I love the community. But like genuinely, like. Like, I'll just, like, I'm so depressed that I have no desire, and then one day I'll wake up and respond to everyone ever, and it's so bad, and I've always been that way, and it's horrible. And I'm sorry for your 911.
She almost makes things more inconvenient, but in her head, like, nothing can convince her that's not the right thing.
That's what I mean. Self-sabotaging, and I need a conservator. Like, it's horrible.
If you could pick a conservator, who would you pick? That can't be Kyla or Paige.
It can't be. Baby, you're Britney now.
Yeah. Imagine. What you think? He's going to be sitting there bottle feeding you? Shit. He's going to lock your bitch ass up. He's like,
sorry, but I'm with Jaden and Kels. Sorry.
I guess Amari.
Okay, I was waiting for that answer. Yeah. Or like Debbie.
Yeah, no.
Debbie's actually
ironic that we're talking about this, because the other day Debbie was like, I feel like I should be your conservator because I'm the only person who guaranteed would never ever take your money. And I was like, correct. Oh. So I really have to go and get a full mouth of veneers, and I'm really sad. Because last time I looked like Cindy Lou Who, like just like that gif of me. It's the most viral video of me ever where I sit up in bed and my face. That was me after
my favorite photo on the internet.
I'll insert it into the podcast. But it's like it's the worst I've ever looked. And I think I'm about to look like that again. And I'm so sad about it.
Also, yesterday verbatim, I go, you don't need a license. She goes, worry about yourself.
That's my new thing. My new thing is worry about yourself. And my second thing is I do everything. Like whenever someone comes to me like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I do everything. That's my new thing. It's my favorite thing right now.
Aww. No. What's worse is the don't worry about. What is it again?
Worry about yourself.
It's the worst thing because it's like, oh, we want to worry about ourselves, babe, but we can't. We can't even sleep.
I can't sleep. I'm up all night.
You can't sleep, babe. I'm just imagining I'm dreaming of fucking the pounding on my fucking door and the knocking down on my door, my barricade being taken off.
The other day, Hunter was blacked out. We like tried to break into Ari's room. Not only was the door locked, but he put like 5 boxes like filled with clothes and like suitcases in front of the door, barricaded. He says it's for the break-ins that he's afraid of, but I know it's for Hunter.
I have a lock on my door. You simply couldn't get in if I just locked it. It's for the break-ins.
After William fucking with you in your suitcase, I think you're just like done for. I forgot about that. That was your first encounter with my stalker.
I was skeptic.
I don't think it was a stalker. I think it was a ghost.
I think it was her and she forgot.
I think it was her.
I hate to say that. People really call me out for that in the comments. They'll be like, you can tell Brooke doesn't believe Tana. And I don't mean it to be that way.
I don't believe Tana.
I have situations where I'll be like, Tana, I won the lottery. And then the next week she'll be like, how do you have all this money? Like, where she'll just forget.
But that's my dementia.
You don't have dementia, babe. You have something.
I have brain fry.
But she'll be like, there's no way the shower head could have switched itself. No. It's like, babe, what did you have for breakfast this morning? Tell me, I dare you.
She's like, So I got back from Miami for my sister's wedding. I'm thankful
for the believers.
And
stay with me.
When I got home, I did not empty my suitcase.
I didn't do that. I know I didn't because I was riding dick.
Right. Okay. So I had a suitcase. It was on a box of clothes. I haven't emptied these boxes of clothes since we moved in because supposedly we're moving out. So I have these boxes of clothes and my suitcase is on it. And then I wake up the next morning and the suitcase is on the floor, all spread out.
I would never do that at 3 a.m. when I'm literally getting my guts. Like,
I know if like, I needed something around. From your closet, I would open a suitcase.
I'm just saying, like, my guts were inside out of my pussy. There was not a point of me that could have ever even remotely
sounds like
bent.
Hemorrhoids.
Sounds like an inside out asshole, if you ask me.
Can your asshole actually go inside out?
Yeah, that's what hemorrhoids are, right?
No, hemorrhoids are like the little bumpies that are like.
No, it's when I thought it's like when it comes out a little bit.
When you're whole.
No,
that's no, it is.
It's when it comes inside out. Yeah.
Like your colon. Yes, it is. Yeah, it is.
Sound off in the comments.
I went to nursing school.
I'm a faggot.
Oh yeah, he wins. Good point.
You know what, Ari? It has been an absolute pleasure having you on this podcast. I think. You are an angel. You're an icon living. I'm so sorry, Brooke, and I wanted to fuck you when we first met you. You're my brother forever.
Why wouldn't you? Like, let's be real.
Right.
This has been another very hectic episode of Canceled. I'm super high. I need new teeth. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Sorry, it was hectic. We don't know what we're talking about.
I'm seriously missing a tooth. Like, I came here today just well aware of the fact that, like, my all isn't even... I broke it on an Olive Garden breadstick. Like, my all was left with that breadstick. So, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit. Thank you for coming to this episode of Canceled. We are auditioning co-hosts. I love you so much. Ari, Lila.
Thank you for having me,
Ari,
sexy.
And Lila are our first pledges.
You really performed.
I performed. I think I'd be the best co-host. If y'all want me to be the co-host, you know... the bottom.
Thank you
so
much
for
watching this
episode. We miss you.
Tanimosha is canceled.
ADWE Talent Production.